An Unforgettable Night, Chapter 44. Slowly the sun is descending in the west. A few minutes more and it will disappear below the horizon. Its rays will continue to shine upon the hilltops for a short time and then disappear completely. On this certain evening, four men climb to the top of a high mountain. It is a tiresome journey, for climbing a mountain is hard work. Who are these travelers, and what must they do on the top of the mountain? Soon it will be completely dark, and they will be alone on this hilltop. Three of the four men who are climbing so laboriously up the hill do not know why they are going there. They were told to go, but for what reason, they do not know. These three men are Peter, James, and John, three disciples of the Lord Jesus. The other nine disciples may not go along. They had to remain at the foot of the mountain and wait for the others to return. Undoubtedly, they laid themselves down in the cool grass and soon fell asleep. Jesus took only three of his disciples with him. When they finally reached the summit of the mountain, panting from tiredness caused by the difficult trip, the disciples sit down, but Jesus walks a few steps further. Then he kneels and prays. The three disciples sit there, wondering why they really had to accompany Jesus. At other times, their master went away alone to pray. Now they sit in the dark, seemingly without a purpose, and wait. They dare not disturb the Lord Jesus. It seems as though they did not converse with each other. They are tired and sleepy. It isn't long before their regular breathing shows they have fallen into a deep sleep. In the dead of the night, they awaken with a shock. Instantly, their eyes widen with fright and astonishment. Thick darkness, the darkness of night, prevails all around, but they are surrounded with a bright light. What can that be? And from where does this bright light come? They jump up. Look, a blinding light shines near them. They stare at the Lord Jesus in utmost astonishment. Is this their beloved Master? The Son of God now stands there not as an ordinary person, but his face shines as the sun, and his raiment is white as the snow. A heavenly light illuminates them. What went on in the hearts of these three common men? Undoubtedly, their souls were filled with reverence and profound awe. Is this their master? He is completely transfigured. Suddenly, two other shining figures appear. They are Moses and Elijah. Behold, the three stand together. Moses was the great lawgiver of the Old Testament. Elijah was the upholder of that law. In a miraculous way, both had fasted for 40 days. Moses had remained upon Mount Sinai without food for 40 days and 40 nights. And Elijah had fasted 40 days and 40 nights when he fled from Jezebel to Mount Horeb. Jesus had remained in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights while being tempted by the devil. Both Moses and Elijah had been taken from the earth in a miraculous manner. Moses died upon the mountain of Nebo and was buried by God. During a storm, Elijah ascended into heaven in a fiery chariot. Now, these two great men robed in their heavenly bodies, are standing with the Lord Jesus. Quiet. Listen. And they are talking together. What are they talking about? Read what is recorded in Luke. They converse about the decease of the Lord Jesus. About the decease? What is that? What does that mean? Ah, that is very easy. They talk about the coming suffering and dying of the Lord Jesus. They talk about the Lord Jesus being taken a prisoner in Jerusalem and his dying a humiliating death upon the cross. Peter, James, and John listen attentively to these words. Is it about the suffering and dying of Jesus? A week ago, their master had talked to them about the same thing. While they were in the vicinity of the city of Caesarea Philippi, the Lord Jesus had informed them for the first time about his death. This caused them to frighten exceedingly, and they did not want to believe it. And now, during this nightly hour, while the heavenly glory shines from their bodies, Moses and Elijah also talk with the Lord Jesus about his suffering and death. Hence, it is also known in heaven that the Savior would die. Do you hear it, Peter? 1 week ago you did say, "This shall not be unto thee." But it shall happen. Hearken. Moses and Elijah also speak about the decease of the Lord Jesus. At this time, the three disciples do not understand what it all means, although holy respect and fear fill their souls. They would like their master to always remain with them with that glorified body. They fear this sight, but still would keep it forever. Suddenly, the voice of Peter rings out, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." Ah, the past few days have been so gloomy and sad for him. The thought of Jesus dying had been almost unbearable for him. No, Jesus must not die. He must be glorified as here on the mountain. Peter would like Jesus to remain glorified all the time. "Let us make three tabernacles," he says, "one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Children, Peter did not know what he said. Moses and Elijah had no need of a tabernacle. There is no cold or heat in heaven, neither night or misery. Peter forgets that neither Jesus, Moses, nor Elijah would need a tabernacle or hut, but the disciples would need shelter if this visit lasted a long time. However, he receives no answer, but a change takes place. The shining heavenly forms of the three men are overshadowed by a bright cloud. That is to say, a cloud covers Moses and Elijah. It is written, "a bright cloud." This means that the heavenly brilliancy and glory still shone through the cloud. Then a voice resounds from the cloud. It is the voice of God. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." When the three disciples hear this voice, and they are so frightened they fall upon the ground with their faces toward the earth. Suddenly they feel a hand upon their shoulders, and a well-known voice saying, "Arise and be not afraid." They lift their heads. Look, and Jesus is standing by them. The heavenly glory is gone. Everything again is normal. Moses and Elijah have returned to heaven. The transfiguration of the body of Jesus also has disappeared. Behold, he stands with them in the usual form they always have known him. Now they see no one except Jesus only. They never will forget this wonderful sight. It was an encouragement to them. For a moment they saw who Jesus really was. Momentarily, the Godhead shone through Jesus' human body. No, disciples, even though the Pharisees do want to kill Jesus, and even though people do forsake your master, still, you are not mistaken. Jesus is and remains the Son of God, the Messiah. This fact they have believed, and in this night they also have been able to see he was the Son of God. This great event has made an exceedingly deep impression upon them. Slowly dawn breaks. A light speck in the east shows the approach of the sun. The darkness upon the earth fades away. Jesus and his disciples descend from the mountain in the early morning hour. On the way, Jesus positively forbids them to tell what they have seen during the night. They may not talk about it to anyone. Later, they may inform others about it, and when the Lord would arise from the dead. They now had to be silent, and they remain silent. This is a wonderful story, isn't it? By and by, in the day of judgment, the Lord Jesus will appear with that same glorified body upon the clouds of heaven. Then he will sit as king and judge upon a throne of clouds. We all will see him at that time. You too, boys and girls, will see him. But the great question will be, how shall we see him? Will we see him with fear and terror, or with gladness? The unconverted people shall quake and tremble. They shall cry in pangs of death. But God's people will look on high with joy. Joyfully they shall cry out, "There is my King." If you remain unconverted, you too will turn pale from fright. But if you may be converted by the Lord, you need not be afraid of this great day, for then both body and soul will go into eternal glory. Surely this would be a happy exchange.